Welcome to Antisocial FM number 3. Your guide to everything that's going on that's worth knowing about in the underground. All summed up into about 10 minutes. So let's get straight into it. If you have any comments about the show or any comments about AS Magazine, you can send them to me at armageddon@hacknet.com. Or, if you live in the UK, give us a ring, you know. You can contact me on my mobile on 0797-033-2378. How many people will be quite impressed that I've actually just given out my mobile number to the several thousand that hit this site now. But never mind. We'll see what happens. Any mentions in the magazine or anything like that, give us a ring, 0797-033-2378. Or you can contact me on email, armageddon@hacknet.com. Okay, let's move on to Antisocial Magazine news. Issue 11 was released at the end of February, in case you didn't know about that. You should do, because it's at the bottom of the site that you came from. If you're listening to this file from a friend's computer, then I encourage you to go get Antisocial Magazine Issue 11. It's at www.antisocial.cjb.net, among many of our other distributor sites, along with HNC, DarkSecrets.com, E-Type site, and everywhere else. There's just tons of distributors now. Moving on. Our birthday issue, issue 12, comes out at the end of this month, and this is just going to be the biggest issue ever, believe me. It's already something like 60 to 70 kilobytes, and we're only like 10 days into the month. Loads of people have not sent in their articles yet that they're promising, still being worked on. Shenners has mentioned something about he wants to write an article. It's based on a flaw in the Tesco's till system. That could be quite amusing, especially for Tesco's. They're looking to lose quite a lot of money if it actually works on a wide-scale purpose, which we believe it does. I wrote a security security article for it. If you read it, Antisocial Magazine Issue 11, you'll know that that was delayed for Issue 12, just to make sure that it is lived up to the standard you'd expect from Antisocial Magazine these days. And finally, Antisocial Magazine is heading towards 50,000 readers a month. Well, hey. Goddamn. At the start of the whole thing, I think we had about 40 readers tops, and we were impressed about this. We actually achieved about 40 readers in the first month. Now we're heading towards 50,000 a month. I mean, that's just amazing. Right then, we haven't got much time, so let's get straight into the HNC news. If you're looking for the HNC radio, which is done by Rogue, the last one out was HNC radio number 5, I think. It's now got its own domain, it'll be moving over there shortly. It's at www.hnc-radio.com. Should provide you with faster streams and a better connection. I know that on the HNC main website, www.hack-net.com, that streaming it was becoming a real hard thing to do, and net congestion would just screw up the stream completely. And downloading just wasn't an option, because the download rates from HNC's server at the moment is just unbelievably slow. Even on ISDN, you'll be looking to get like 3 kilobytes. We were testing that, and we got like 3 kilobytes, even worse at like prime time hours. So I look forward to seeing it on its new domain. Should give you a much faster speed, more quality. Also, I was talking to Rogue about this project, and it might be possible that we'll be putting the ASFM shows on this domain. So, if you're looking for ASFM number 1 and ASFM number 2, then check that out, www.hnc-radio.com. Finally, the HNC News. If you subscribe to the HNC newsletter, you'll have known that Ghost has taken a vacation. Well, this month he came back off his vacation. It was supposed to be 3 months long, and it lasted about 3 weeks. Apparently he just couldn't stay away from the scene. Nice to see him back in it. As always, if you want to talk to probably myself or any of the other HNC staff members, you can catch us in our IRC channel, which is HNC original, huh? Right then, general news. Microsoft has confirmed a security vulnerability in its Windows NT, and it'll allow unauthorized access to sensitive information in the administrator files. And it's triggered through miscellaneous software, which allows users to get to the protected files through the screensaver. Quite an interesting place for a bug to appear, if you think about it. Okay, let's get on then. The silliest email of the month. This is quite a classic, especially from the person it came from. This comes from a person that calls himself Bad Boy, and he says, "Please can you send free sexy demos and or sites where I can download them?" One-liner email. These are just class. I enjoy these. These are so funny when they send them in. Also, last month, he sent in something saying, "Please send me info now." Just kind of demand, and I just... You know, if you want information, fine. Email me, armageddon@hacknet.com. I will help you out. Give us a ring, 0797-272-3... Oh, jeez, I can't even get my mobile number right. Right, 0797-033-2378. Of course, if you're gonna ring from, like, America or something, or, you know, box your call or something like that, then plus 44 in front of that number. So, I think Bad Boy deserves a round of applause for just funniest emails of the month for, like, the past 2 months. But we haven't got time to celebrate this guy, so let's move on to voice mailboxes. This is our tips and tricks for this month, and it's an old trick, but a lot of people coming into the scene these days, so we thought we'd just revive it. Voice mailboxes seem to have gone into the background of hacking at the moment, so we thought, you know, let's just bring it back into the limelight for a bit. If you want to break into a voice mailbox, then obviously the first trick you should try is logins. The login number you use, try that the same as the password. So if you try login number 1000, try the password as 1000. Keep working your way up, and generally speaking, this will get you a voice mailbox quite quickly. But the main trick that we're going to discuss here is, if that doesn't work and you're wondering, well, maybe I'm getting the password length the wrong size, how can I find out what the correct size of password is? It's not telling me, so they'll just say, please enter your password now. Whereas more insecure systems will say, please enter your 4-digit password now. Well, the way to find out is the actual delay it takes to kick you off. So if you enter a 4-digit password and it'll say, it'll wait for a while. If it's a long delay, odds are you've got the right password, but the wrong login or the wrong password, but the right character's a password is the main thing. If you entered a 5-digit password and it just kicked you off straight away, then odds are you've got the wrong amount of characters in your password, and you should try others. The most insecure obviously starts at 3, and the highest security one that I've seen so far is a 9-digit password system. I had 9-digit, and that was on cable and wireless, so definitely avoid them. Unless you are really insane and trying to hack in these passwords, and just try like 4-digit passwords. But what you're getting is really not worth trying to hack a 9-digit password system. It's pointless. Finally, for you people that are going to now rush out and try hacking your voice mailboxes, I really encourage you to go for empty boxes and not people's boxes. If you just go for somebody's box and redo the password for them once you broke in, then sooner or later you're going to get caught, and you'll get caught a lot quicker than if you were just using an empty box. Empty boxes can go unnoticed for months. Right, that kind of wraps it up for the show this month. Not this month. Anyway, we should be back in about 2 weeks. I plan to do this every other week from now on, so it should be a bi-weekly show. So I encourage you to check this out. It should be out a week on Friday. The next show should be out on a week on Friday, so check that out. Until then, if you want to reach me, you can email me at armageddon@hacknet.com, or you can phone me on my mobile if you want. It'll be plus 44 0797-033-2378. Right, that kind of wraps it up for me. So until then, week on Friday. See you around. Bye.